What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for being a listener of the Elective Rotation, a critical care and hospital pharmacy podcast. This is episode 425. In this episode, I'll discuss why hypotonic or dextrose-based solutions are avoided in patients with acute ischemic stroke. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode425. A common cause of in-hospital death from acute ischemic stroke is brain edema and elevated intracranial pressure. This is often a result of occlusion of the major intracranial arteries or multilobar stroke. Brain edema is thought to peak somewhere between 3 and 5 days after the initial ischemic event. Administration of a hypoosmolar fluid, such as 5% dextrose or half normal saline, carries a theoretical risk of increasing the severity of cerebral edema. The proposed mechanism is by creating an osmotic gradient that would shift free water across the blood-brain barrier to balance out the hypoosmolar effects of these solutions in the plasma. Although this is a theoretical risk, there is usually not a compelling reason to take the chance of giving a hypoosmolar IV solution to patients with acute ischemic stroke, and common practice is to avoid such solutions in these patients. To get access to my free download area with 20 different resources to help hospital pharmacists in their practice, go to pharmacyjoe.com/free. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.